Hallelujah. Good morning, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Another day. Hallelujah. My wife is coming back today, so praise God. Okay, saints, our readings is here from Luke 4, 9 to 13, and it's where the devil takes Jesus up there to the highest part of the temple. Then he says, since you are God's son, throw yourself down. And then he quotes scriptures, beautiful scriptures. From Psalm 91, it says, it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and they will take you up in your hand so you don't hit your foot on a stone. And then Jesus answered, it's been said, it's written, don't test the Lord your God. And yeah, and after that, the devil left him. So here we see something tricky, guys. You know, we see here every time the devil comes, Jesus says it's written, and so he overcomes. But here we see that the devil is taking that which is written and declaring it. And then the Lord clarifies, you know, you don't go test the Lord. You don't do something stupid. And you've got the similar thing happening here. If you are the Son of God, you must perform. Later on, we're going to see it. We're going to do those readings as well, where he comes and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It's anointed me. So we got an anointing. The anointing is God moving into our lives, sharing his love and his light in our lives. And that's what we've got to declare. But then straight away, people wanted him to perform and do miracles and this type of thing. So we need to realize there is a power out there that is always working contrary. So when you have turned to the living God and you have got to know his voice, you have got to experience him, you start seeing there's no shadow of doubt in him. There's just light and no darkness. So as soon as things are questionable, as soon as you have doubt, and when you got doubt, it's like fear. Then you don't go that way. You stay. Let peace be your boundaries. And that's how you just abide in the Lord. And then you allow him. He does all the protecting. He brings about all the beauty of what he's got in store for our lives. And then, you know, to get an answer now for the situation, how will I know the difference between God's voice or the devil's deception? And then you simply just go to the word. And if you find a word that tells you specifically, and it's God's word, yeah, so you can build your life on it. Everything is changing, but his word stands fast. And when he gives it to you, it's there to be taken hold of. He says it so beautifully in John 8, verse 31 and 32. And he's speaking to true Jews, as true believers, as believers that have accepted the Messiah, the door into the kingdom. And he says, if you abide in my word, and then some says continue, amen. Some says continue in my teachings. So it's a constant staying in this reality that if you're not in the Lord, you're in darkness. The devil and his stuff is around you. But you keep your focus on the Lord. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And this knowing the truth is getting the revelation, the answers that God wants for us on a daily basis. And then that keeps you in the light. And now just for a beautiful scripture, we can turn to John 10. And there specifically, when you see that, you embrace it with all your heart. Because it's God's word and he watches over his word. Amen. And you believe it. And then God makes it real for you. And he says in that there, my sheep hear my voice. First point, embrace it with all your heart. Say, yes, amen. How can two walk together unless they agree? Say, thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm your sheep. Amen. I'm your disciple. I'm your follower. That's what it all means. You're a disciple and you're a follower, like a sheep following the shepherd. And then he says so beautifully, and they don't listen to the voice of the evil one and the evil out there. So that's it. You just take hold of that. When you take hold of that, you're taking hold of the God of his word. the God that can't lie, and then he backs it up. Amen. So be strengthened, guys. This drawing close to the Lord on a daily basis, and whatever God gives you, man, it's your life. Amen. You can count on it. God backs it up in every way, with the angels, with his own glory, with the Father's glory, that you don't lack nothing. You stay in his protection, in his provision, and his favor. Amen. Because he's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Stay in the light. Stay in the love. Stay in the fellowship. Flow with your good God. In Jesus' name, amen.